football doing your head in this summer? Well, L'Oréal Paris has your back. Or should we say your hair? Because every missed goal, foul, penalty and minute of extra time, and don't even get us started on VAR, leads to stress, and stress leads to hair loss. LVE Growth Booster fights hair loss, so you can keep your hair on whatever the score. L'Oréal Paris LVE Growth Booster. Keep calm and keep your hair on. Shop now at Amazon, Boots and major supermarkets.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, June 24th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. OpenAI and Broadcom have joined forces to develop a custom AI chip for large language model inference. The chip, dubbed Jalapeno, was built from scratch to improve efficiency and lower costs for serving AI systems at scale. OpenAI and Broadcom didn't disclose specific performance measures, but said a more detailed report will be available in the coming months. The project is part of OpenAI's strategy to reduce reliance on external hardware suppliers and optimize infrastructure for its growing AI services. Broadcom said the project represents the start of a multi-generation collaboration aimed at building large-scale AI infrastructure. Qualcomm has agreed to acquire AI software company Modular in a $3.9 billion stock deal. The acquisition is an effort to make AI faster and cheaper for the semiconductor company's customers. Modular makes software that allows AI to run efficiently across hardware architectures, enabling developers to deploy AI at a lower cost. Qualcomm said it aims to help customers move AI into production from device to cloud more quickly. The deal is expected to close in the second half of this year. And Amazon subsidiary Zoox debuted a redesigned robo-taxi today, optimized for mass production. While retaining its carriage-style cabin, the update includes a lighter interior palette, refined exterior to differentiate the vehicle's front from the rear, and a new speaker and microphone in the door interface. Zoox plans to begin large-scale manufacturing at its Hayward, California plant soon and expects it'll become available to riders later this year. Pending regulatory approval, the company said production could reach 100 vehicles weekly to facilitate this year's expansion. And that's your TNB Tech Minutes. Check back in the morning for another Quick Tech Update.